Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. Always love having a chat to Alan Clayton, Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO. And they're still up and running. They're still racing. And thanks to the Watchdog app, you can see all the Greyhound races live wherever you are with that Watchdog app and the website. Great to have you back, Alan. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Dwayne, and good to be on the program.
And we're all trying to cope at the moment and get through this thing, but Greyhound Racing's continue to hold up pretty well.
Yeah, look, obviously COVID-19 has impacted everyone, including Greyhound Racing, but to a large degree, we've been, you know, a little bit fortunate. And we do keep on racing, and we are strictly following the advice from the Chief Health Officer. And in fact, just I can let you know today that the Warrnambool Cup is scheduled to proceed on the May the 6th, albeit without crowds. And I'm sure it will attract a really top field of sprinters. And from where we sit, the health of our participants, staff and dogs is our priority. And right from the very start of this outbreak, we introduced on-track protocols to protect our participants and staff. And these have continued to evolve to ensure that we can keep racing. And in addition to this, just recently, we've introduced on-track health checks provided by a professional firm called Event Aid. And this, along with other protocols we've introduced, are all about creating a really healthy, safe environment for on-track participants and staff. And we are really, really pleased with the cooperation and feedback we've had from participants and staff who are being really compliant. So our message, though, must remain the same, and that is that if you're not feeling well, don't come to the track. Please don't come to the track if you don't feel well. And we just want to give ourselves the best chance possible to keep racing by taking on board the advice around social distancing. So no matter where we are, we need to make sure we are implementing good social distancing.
And it seems as if you've got a template in place. Doesn't matter where you race at the moment, you've got the same template in place. So there are still multiple tracks around Victoria that can be used because of it.
Yeah, look, we're actually, the only track we're not racing at is Traralgon because we've shut that for a major redevelopment. So all of our other 12 tracks are racing flat out, and we're really pleased to see that the public are following Greyhound Racing with almost a renewed interest. So obviously there's not so many options on around, and that means that Greyhound Racing is potentially something of particular interest and a real entertainment opportunity for people sitting at home.
So do you think in 6-8 months' time, whenever that date is, when crowds are allowed back to sporting events, that actually you might get more people coming to the Greyhounds than have come to the Greyhounds in the last 3 or 4 years?
Look, Dwayne, we actually think Greyhound racing is one of the best-kept secrets around. It really is a fantastic opportunity for families to be entertained at a really reasonable price and come and just watch the dogs. It's not about, you know, most of the gambling is done online, in fact, but getting to the track and seeing the dogs and watching them race and seeing how happy they are and enthusiastic they are is really good for young children and people of all ages. So, yeah, we think we might, you know, have a renewed interest, if you like, an enhanced interest in greyhound racing arising from the opportunity that people spend more time watching it now.
Yeah, no doubt. I can see that it could head in that direction, given that when I was a kid growing up, it was actually, you know, cool to go to Angle Park as an 19-year-old and have a night out. So, yeah, I can see that maybe happening again. Great that you've been able to make some progress and at the same time keeping all your staff safe, Alan. So congratulations on the job you've done and a job well done to keep Greyhound Racing going in Victoria.
Yeah, look, thanks, Dwayne. And I just want to say again, thanks very much to our participants and our staff who have really made it happen. And we're just really pleased that everyone's so compliant in applying the social distancing rules. So, and it's great to talk to you again and to your listeners. Thank you.
And before I let you go, the adoption program's still well and truly flying, I understand. So those people who want to adopt, they've still got an opportunity to go and adopt and get themselves a greyhound for a companion?
Yeah, look, it's really important, I think, in the social distancing times and social isolation times to have a companion. And we're going through the roof with people being interested in adopting our greyhounds. So it's a different process where you do it over the phone and via email to keep everyone safe. But if you want a dog, go to our Gap Facebook page, and that's the best way for people to find out about the best dog for them. So go to gap@grv.org.au or phone 5799 0166.
Great stuff, Alan. We'll talk again next week.
Talk to you again, Dwayne. Keep well.
CEO of Greyhound Racing Victoria, Alan Clayton, joining us. That's it for me. Been great to have your company today. Thanks for calling in. For those people that have given us a buzz, 1300 736 736 is the number. Keep that in your phone. Give me a call. It's about Talkback Radio. I love having a chat to you about the world of sport, and we'll do it again tomorrow at midday. Stick around, because Bob and Andy are next.